T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Back to the Brad Vo Show with Steve Perrault on EEI.
All right, this is the baseball show to be named later for another about an hour.
Yeah.
Until we break out the new name of the show. It's very exciting, the big reveal. So as we said before, that's Steve Perrault, I'm Rob Bradford. As we said before, David Ortiz was nice enough to give us some time. And we did the, full disclosure, we did the interview before, earlier. I actually did it from my house. And so it was a long interview, and so I want to say, if you want to hear the entire interview, you can hear. I'm going to put it on my podcast, and you can digest it there probably tomorrow. But what I did, I think that maybe we should do this for every interview. I think we're actually starting something new. We're revolutionizing the business.
We're changing the sports radio world.
Just take clips and react to them, right?
I like the idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. It gives you more, you know, flexibility of like, all right, that was cool. Now let's expand on it.
Yes, exactly.
I love it.
Spoiler alert, I did not get to the end where I praised him for his acumen of being a GM and wanting Nelson Cruz back in 2014. but we get to a lot of other stuff. And obviously some of the subjects we talked about in a second you'll hear this about, you know, I said, hey, you know, listen, you're going to spring training. What's spring training? And normally I wouldn't have included this, but I thought it was pretty interesting him talking about, because he was terrible in spring training, awful in spring training.
Yeah.
It was spring training right around the corner. I thought it was pertinent. Obviously, he said, this is the first time I have addressed the Hall of Fame thing since the Hall of Fame.
That's an exclusive.
That's exclusive.
That's what they call an exclusive.
He talked about Schilling and also had some really, really interesting stuff about Tom Brady and his lot in life. And spoiler alert, David Ortiz, like Fitzy, is also going to the Super Bowl. But the first sound that we're going to have from David Ortiz, I want you to react to this, Steve. This is his first little bit.
All right, we're honored to have on David Ortiz. David Ortiz, the guy who's kicking back, not getting ready for spring training, just on the beach, watching his son dominate baseball. Taking a few minutes out here. I mean, think about it, David. Like, right now, you would be getting ready for baseball. You probably, are thinking, this is the last thing in the world I would ever want to do in early February, right?
Well, to be honest with you, first of all, what's up, brother? I haven't talked to you in a minute. you know, you're always going to be family. You're one of my favorite of all time. While I play, and I gotta let people know. Nice guy, great personality, and I always love talking to you while I play. And even now that every time I go, we always stay in contact and they connected with each other. That says a lot about the relationship that we built throughout the game.
All right, Steve, I want you to react to that clip.
I'm so pumped I didn't know that was coming. I wrote down the quote. That's how surprised I was. You're one of my favorites of all time. Nice guy, great personality.
I mean, is he lying about anything? No. I mean, did he just seal his Hall of Fame vote for me next year? Maybe.
Is that so? I mean, great point you bring up there. he probably knows that you have a Hall of Fame vote next year,
and
this might be the difference. Who knows?
No, I think it was genuine. I mean, but I think of all the things that we're going to break down in the David Ortiz interview, that may have been the most important one.
Yeah, from your perspective, we should probably just wrap up now, right? Like, that's it. Like, we got the Bradfo quote out of there, and then let's just go home. But I genuinely had a good laugh when he said that. That was really good. You're one of and he went out of his way. That's a big part too. He's like, let me just say this, man. You're one of my favorites.
Well, the weird thing was, I was at home and I called my wife over. I said, "Can you listen to this? What an aphrodisiac that is." The next thing is we talked about a little bit about getting ready for spring training. And before we get into the meat and potatoes, which is really good stuff about the Brady stuff, his contract, all of that. Listen to this. Listen to what he talked about when it comes to spring training.
Spring training is something that, believe it or not, used to give me a lot of stress. Because if it was one time of the year that I want to impress everyone, it was walking into camp, you know, and show people how hard I work during the off season to get ready for the season. So, I'm pretty sure that a lot of players are aware gotta go to spring training and you know, body wise, you show everyone that you are in good shape, ready to go, you know. And I used to stress out a lot about that, because it was the beginning, it was the mentality, the one number mentality that everybody talk about. Just to begin to get going, that was the way I approached.
So what jumps out at that was I used to stress out about it,
And that it sounds like he's playing pool in the background.
Yeah,
while he's
doing so it. We apologize. This has nothing to do with this. I don't blame this on me at all. This is, if he was calling it right now, it would be the same exact thing. He is playing ping pong in the Dominican Republic for
it
all.
Sounds
I
like
know.
A line you've said before. I don't blame this on me at all. I just want to get that out of the way. But
does
no,
everyone
I mean,
has to power through it because it's David Ortiz and it's interesting.
No, exactly. No, I fully agree. But do you remember the amount of times that we would be like, oh, you know, tough start for Poppy down in Fort Myers? Like, who cares? Why has that ever mattered for David Ortiz? Because clearly it didn't. Outside of that one year, what was the year where he really stunk in the regular season?
Like, there was a few years.
There was a year we had an awful start,
and then everyone
was like, get rid of him, and it was...
The 2009, 2010, around that.
09 range.
I mean, where he got pinch hit for by Lowell, and...
And everyone's saying, oh, well, you know, he's a bigger guy, and he's gonna, and, you know... Little do we know, 4 years later, he hits like 700 in the World
Series.
He was
so bad in spring training, like, say, the last 6 years of his career, every single year. And finally, you just, like, you went from, oh, my goodness, what's happening, to... But I found it interesting that he said that I stressed out about it because I actually cared about what people thought when I got into spring training. And for those people coming, those players going into spring training, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, they can say numbers don't matter, but for a lot of these guys, it's first impressions.
Yeah.
So,
and it doesn't matter from what Poppy says there and what he's said over the years. It doesn't seem like it matters how many years you've gone to spring training, how many years you've been in the bigs, how many home runs you've hit. The concept of going just bang from the offseason, whatever amount of working out you've done, put that aside, to just now I'm facing major league pitchers again. And you got to get, you know, your rhythm down. You got to get your swing down, your timing down. Very clearly that affected him. I was surprised that he used that wording, that he was, like, stressed out.
Yeah.
Because you obviously with Poppy, you can't really tell. And when he's showing up to spring training, you'd have a way better idea than me of this.
Yeah.
He looks like
the
president of the United States.
The best line was the whole, he said to Johnny Miller, WBZ, he said, last time I checked, Johnny, they don't put numbers on the back of baseball cards for spring training.
They don't. In all honesty, spring training numbers are nearly impossible to find. Like, when you try to search for them, you can't even find them on the interwebs. So, to Poppy's credit, it never seemed to impact him that much once the season started. But I do specifically remember him having a bad spring training, like in 09, and then everyone saying his his career was over when he then transitioned that into the regular season. He was really bad.
So. All right, so the next clip is we talk a little bit about Tom Brady, because I had been thinking about this lately, about the dynamic of Brady's 43, Ortiz was around then when he retired, and how hard it is to sort of cut the cord. Now, as he points out, it's a little bit different because Ortiz is, as the great Chris Curtis likes to remind me every time, I have the quote saying he was walking around on stumps. So... But there is like something to be said for once you call it quits, it is over. And I've been thinking of that with Brady, because as well as he's playing, if I'm him, I just keep powering through.
Yeah,
but anyway,
might as well. Anyways,
here's what David Ortiz said about Brady.
I was hurt when we didn't sign again. I'm not gonna lie to you. I was hurting because traditionally. I don't know why we think about age so much. The guy is productive. The guy is getting it done. The guy has done it all. Like, the reason why I retired was because, look, Rob, I'm the kind of guy that while I play, New England means everything to me. New England was like, once I get it, I get it. I never feel like giving New England less than what I give. And if I feel like that was going to happen, that's why I stopped. Because I was in so much pain. I was going through hell my last 4 years playing with my Achilles problem. And I don't feel like, yeah, I have a contract that I was going to make $70 million, whatever. It wasn't about that, bro. It was about me giving New England what they expect from me. And I know that I wasn't going to be able to keep up the following season because I was in so much pain. Tom Brady is the opposite. Tom Brady's body feels great. And the way he's playing and his mentality, the way he approached the game, bro, look at where they are. I mean, you tell me if the Patriots are worse teams than the Buccaneers, competition-wise, and just put the quarterback, just take the quarterback out of each team, and you tell me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my man Cameron, I love that kid. I freaking love him. I'm a big fan of him. But you know what? Chemistry, bro. Chemistry go beyond everything. And Tom Brady bring that chemistry for the Patriots.
Yeah.
He brings it. I mean, what else can I say? Coach Belichick, you know, I love him. And business are business, you know what I'm saying? And that's the part of the game that people don't understand. But I was hurting, bro. When he left, I was hurting.
Well, there you go. He was hurting when Tom Brady left.
There's a lot there. There's a lot to sift through there. For David Ortiz, it really makes sense what he said about, like, when I realized, I'm the kind of guy that when I play for New England, that means everything for me. Like, when he's playing for these fans, he genuinely wants to make sure he's at his top capabilities and doesn't want to just be out there because the contract says I can make $17 million or whatever it is. So I genuinely believe Poppy when he says that. And from Brady's perspective, I think it's a form of that, but not fully. I think it's, I want to make sure I can play at the best of my ability and have people around me that can perform. That was probably the biggest difference between Brady and Ortiz in their last years in New England. The 2016 Red Sox were good. They won the AL East. Obviously, they get swept by the Indians. But that was a legitimate team that had a chance of making a run in the postseason. So I think that's probably the biggest difference for me between like Brady's last year here and Poppy's last.
Well, and so the last clip we're going to play before the break, and then after the break, we're going to play a couple clips. He talks about the Hall of Fame, and one involving him and the other involving Curt Schilling. But the last one we'll play before the break is down that road, which is the money aspect of it. Not only for Brady, but for Ortiz. This is what he had to say.
Sometimes there's some people that we're trying to put out there the wrong idea about what I was looking for. And it wasn't like that at all. You bring guys from the outside that never play a day for you, and you pay them and assume that my model, and all of a sudden you don't get back from this player where you expect him. Meanwhile, I was the favorite franchise. I was the guy year after year after year getting it done. So at some point, I was looking for the motivation also. You know what I'm saying? I got the motivation from the fans. But the financial motivation on athlete, you know, it takes place too.
Right.
And a lot of people, oh, he always want to be talking about contract. Of course he want to be talking about contract. I'm the guy that people come to watch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what do you expect me to be? The guy in the backstage just watching everybody else getting paid and just me just quit. At the end of the day, it wasn't all about that. It was all about more respect than anything else.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I think with Brady, and to be honest with you, I don't really know the details how everything went down between him and the Patriots. But I think that at some point, negotiation has to get to the point where, okay, if I can be wrong as an owner, as an organization, paying a guy when I don't think the guy's going to give me back what we are expecting. The whole talking you had was that, oh, he's older, he's this, he's that. Bro, how about the guy's shape? How about the guy, the way the guy plays? How about the history of the guy, what he has done? If you, at the beginning of the season, the football season, if you tell me, would you like to take a chance with Tom Brady, or would you like to take a chance with somebody else? I tell you straight up, I take my chances with the number 12. I don't care. The spirit that he brings to the table, his mentality, how he... Look, that guy before the last game at Green Bay, he got to the stadium early, and this is an insider that I heard, and he walked around that stadium because it was freezing cold. And you know, you're getting used to the Florida weather, but I know that he don't care. But he went out there to just make sure that he got all ground cover.
Mm-hmm.
He's legit, man. He's a really GOAT.
All right, Steve. Evidently, he's the GOAT.
Yeah, it's, you know, the summary there for the most part is Ortiz is going to back his guy Tom Brady. Obviously, they've had some, you know, great moments happen in the city of Boston at the same time, and that's... As a fan, that was a ton of fun to follow. But the biggest thing that I picked up from that is that too many people get on these players for wanting money. Like when Ortiz says, I'm the guy that people come to watch. Like, yeah, David Ortiz is the guy that people go to Fenway to watch. And more often than not, he produces at a very high level and does it with swagger that we've never seen before. So that gets lost in the shuffle here where it's like Tom took so many pay cuts.
He didn't come out and use the quote-unquote respect thing, which we all know translates to money.
Yeah.
He had another word for it, which I forget what it was, but it was along those lines. And having covered Ortiz, like going back to when J.D. Drew, for instance, got the money, J.D. Drew was paid more than David Ortiz. That bothered David Ortiz. That just did.
It should have.
Yes.
That people aren't, not everyone's, you know, flying into Fenway to see J.D. Drew. By the way, what a personality, J.D. Drew. My goodness, he would really light up a room. But I just think everything he said there is kind of what you expect, right? It's you know, I was the guy in Boston. I played at a very high level when I was there. I knew I couldn't give it, you know, at that level anymore, so I retired. Tom Brady played at a very high level in
pay him whatever he wants.
Yeah, it's like, you know, give me the money, show me the money.
Because he walked around Lambeau Field because it was cold out.
I know, I did like that. That's why you got to pay him whatever
that
he wants.
That was from an inside source, though. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. With the Buccaneers. but I definitely love, you know, Ortiz backing Brady like that. But he kind of said everything you would expect him to say, which is, at the end of the day, when you have the guy... Poppy was the guy, Brady was the guy. More often than not, stick with that guy and you're gonna win.
All right, we're running late here, but we got two more clips and we're gonna play after the break. One is David Ortiz talking about the Hall of Fame and his perspective of it. Obviously, next year is the first time he's gonna be eligible for that, and he said it's the first time he's talked about that since all the Hall of Fame voting stuff went down. And then a quick one on his take on Curt Schilling. Gotta go to a break right now, be back right after this.